I didn't think anything. I went in, you know, washed. And when I came out, you know, there was both men and women sitting waiting. Boy, I went back and I said, bring me my towel or a house coat, whatever. I'm gonna go. The women, though, you know, they wrapped themselves with a towel and their breast would just start. Do you feel anything?
Was this in Carla?
Yeah. I heard you when I was a kid at how they used to.
And they didn't tell me.
Together?
Together,
yeah.
Not in
a
too?
No, not in a. No. Well, you know, husband and wife, sure, they went in together, but not just anybody.
Mm-hmm. There was no one in, I mean, there, you know, when I went in, and nobody told me. Well, they were used to it, they didn't think anything of it. When I came out, you know, men and women sitting in.
Usually, was it families that bind you together?
Yeah, well, like sisters, you know, would go in together, and of course, the brothers and other friends. We never mingled with others, you know, when we went to Hanyu. We didn't have no, you know, bathtubs like we do now. Mm-hmm. It was all bound.
We still do. Not unless I go to Barney, I don't feel clean.
Yeah.
And then you relax.
Mm-hmm.
Relax out, you know, sleep real good.
Probably a nice time to talk to people too.
Mm-hmm. And some of these hunters, you know, they wash Barney or Barney like in a Fagna Green, because Stu wasn't far from the creek. They'd wash in real hot barnes, plaster rocks, you know, and get a steam, and they'd be real hot, and they'd run out and run down to the creek.
To cool up.
Really cold though. I heard from, I forget who it was, somebody, maybe you think you told me that sometimes the midwives would be the one that would tell young girls about when they were going to get their period, things like that. That it wasn't the mother that would tell the young girl
about that. Then when they first have that period, they wouldn't let them stay in the house. They'd let them go in the barn and let them sit there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like after having a baby, they couldn't go to church for 40 days. When 40 days is something, they'd have to go and kneel 40 times.
Was that when you were young?
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people have told me that the fishermen too, they wouldn't let a young woman who was having very good in a boat.
You couldn't go to church, to Orthodox church when you had your period.
Really? That's question. Was that from your family told you that, or the church?
The family, I guess, must have told us. Do you remember that? I know, I don't remember.
Well, like all I remember is, you know, told by Mama that we couldn't
go
to church.
We had our period. Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah, that's
interesting. Those dances too, Papa was, like I say, he was strict. Because one time my sister, Paula, I wanted to go to a dance so bad. Papa used to go to bed by 7 o'clock in the evening, you know. So what she did was she put pillows. We all slept in one room, you know, like us girls and Papa. And then the boys had their own little bedroom. So anyway, my sister, Paula, she went ahead and put two pillows to make it look like I was in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So when Papa woke up in the middle of the night, he'd think that I was in bed. But I went to a dance. And Papa, he'd get up real early in the morning, around 4 or 5 o'clock, and he'd go visiting. So this one morning after I was at the dance, he must have went visiting, and he told this woman, Mrs. Nelson, that he didn't let me go to a dance. And she says, oh, she must have told me, oh yes, she was there, and she had a real pretty dress on.
Gave me away. She didn't know that I snuck away. Well, like me, one time I tried to ask him, and he said, no, boy, I get ambitious, you know, carry water, carry wood. At the same time, I take my dress out, coat out, shoes out, and when I'm done, I'd grab my things and run over to Jenny's and change clothes and go to dance.
Anyway, when he came home, he approached me and, you know, he said that he knows I'm into a dance. I had to admit I did go. He kicked me up. I stayed with my relatives for a while.
He was real mad.
Mm. They were really strict.
What was
no
that?
Use asking. Yeah. We didn't want to sneak out, but then I was thinking, I tried to ask you and you said no, so I have to sneak away.
When we'd get ready to go to a dance too, I guess that was after Papa went to bed or whatever, you know, those kerosene lamps, you know, the chimney, the curling iron, we'd put it inside the chimney to heat it.
Oh,
and
really?
Curl our hair with that. Sometimes it would get too hot. It was singe. Talk about stink. Trying to curl our hair. It was at Legion, and that's when the Japanese or Koreans or whatever, they were there, so we performed for them.
We're talking about the alley of dancers, because when people tell me about dances in the old days, I wondered if there were any of those kind of dances, or if that's things that people learned recently.
We're just learning. We just started. When is it? A couple of years ago, huh? 83?
I don't remember if there was dances in the apartment.
Mm-mm. See, there was dancers from where?
Southeastern?
No, not Southeastern. I don't know if we're from Dillingham or someplace up from Alaska. They were performing and they taught us a few of their you pick dances.
Mm-hmm.
And from there we do a few of our own.
Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with I don't remember.
It's a new tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see it. It sounds
fun. Oh, she's real good at it.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they always tell me that
what feathers?
Feathers on her hair, you know. We have those feathers.
And then there's meanings to those songs, huh?
Like yeah, like there's one.
There's the song she wanted to.
The one we learned from, I think they're Yupiks. Uh-huh. They taught us one. Alinga nishkina kawangja. Alinga nishkina kawangja kamgun. Alinga nishkina kawangja kamgun. Kawanja Oma King Ayanga Ayanga Ayanga.
Oh, nice.
I really put expression when you do that.
I can see.
They always tell me that I really liven it up.
She sure does, and she besides McFay. She'd be, you know, leading ahead of the rest, and as she goes along, whoever's sitting, you know, she.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the first time we performed was up at the Elks when they had that cognac meeting.
Mm-hmm.
After they had dinner, you know. See, it was really something for them. We started off from the hallway, and the way we were dressed to wearing those kasbat, as they call them.
Uh-huh.
Really perform.
Oh, I'd love to see it. You sing an alley
then? Mm-hmm.
Alley English dinner. Don't be.
See, putting the baby to bed, scaring the.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. Scaring the. Whatever. Alley English dinner. Kawamjakam and Kawam putting her to sleep.
Is the language like the Yupik? Did she teach it to you?
Mm-hmm. Alley English dinner, don't be scared. And these, I think it's kind of scaring, whatever. To me, that I think
scaring them away.
Aling and Iskina, Kawamjagamba, rocking the baby to sleep. And we have that boats, Stammen
Palette.
Stammen, how many is that?
Four. Four boats are
Stammen Palette, the whole day. Four boats.
Reeling and rock. Rolling and rolling. See the way Marta puts it, rolling in the sea.
Stammen Palette, the whole day.
She repeats twice. And then
see,
coffee.
I can't remember that. I have to have. That's why we depend on each other. Like
yeah.
Irene Coyle and Larry McPhee. Of course, he's getting up in age too. You know, he kind of forgets. So, kind of depends on Irene Coyle and I.
Mm-hmm.
Irene, she doesn't want to perform on the side.
Yeah.
She depends on me. I depend on her.
Mm-hmm.
Stammen Palette, the whole day. Stammen Palette, the whole day. Zafra, coffee, scavenger, kadushuki, none of the kadakshwahtu. While the boat is rolling, you know, put them in the cupboard.
Put the sugar and the coffee in the cupboard. Kadushuki, close the door so they won't fall when the boat is rocking.
You know this song,
mm-hmm.
Well, like
maybe you and I could. Stammen Palette, the whole day. Stammen Palette, the whole day. Shaka kofia shkabman hilugi katak shwachtu.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was, you know, how we used to bear flowers. They didn't have a broom in those days. They used eagle wings.
Oh, really?
And then, like, these tea leaves after, I mean, when they change, put fresh, then they'd save tea leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd sprinkle those on the floor so the dust wouldn't fly. Then use the eagle wing and sweep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have rooms. We others, you know, that could afford, but us, after got an eagle, we used the wings.
It's much nicer than a broom.
Yeah,
and
then,
like
you get all the corners.
Seams, get on your hands and knees, and then scrubbing powder wasn't any scrub. What I remember, Pronka's wife Nadia, she used a web.
Uh-huh.
And then she'd be just scrubbing and she'd put the sand to get all that dirt off. But then she rubbed that all that wood off and there'd be knots and
knots just sticking out like in the car. I don't know if you walked in the cars where you know how the knots stick out. Yeah. Scrubbing so much, you know, that board wearing out, of course the knots would be sticking out.
And after mopping, then they put canvas, white canvas, and then this homemade rugs. They used to be pretty, all different colors, you know, here and there, some around, some all falling on different homes.
Yeah, Mama used to make rugs out of old clothes, you know, hardly had any new clothes to begin with, but those that were too old, you know, braid them and sew that braided part. And then when we started wearing rayon stockings, cut them up, and she'd use a hook. She made rugs out of those too.
She must have been pretty inventive.
She used to make her clothes. She had a sewing machine.
Do you think there were things that were better then, even though it was a hard life?
Well, we didn't know. We didn't know that that was our way. We thought that, like I said, carrying wood and
water,
making kindling, going down the beach if there isn't any wood, go to the beach and pick driftwood.
do think there's some things about Aleut culture that, like your family values that get handed down to your kids, that they do things that the same as the way you grew up, like do they make some of the same foods, the same holidays, things like that?
Oh, well, the only one I could think of is like the pierogi.
Mm-hmm. Well, like now in the summer, like Christmas, either turkey or ham.
Yeah, well,
salads, but then like before, it was duck soup.
Duck
and
soup
then in the fall, if anybody, you know, killed the cows, then they'd make
those that have meat. Had cow.
And then pierogi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this corned beef, as we call it, the solanina.
Mm-hmm. Eh? Salt beef.
Salt beef, yeah. Salt beef, well, corned beef, you know. What they didn't use or sell, well, those that did kill, you know.
Well, like Deduska, our grandfather Deduska, he had cows and would drink fresh milk.
Mm-hmm.
And Mama would make, not too often though, you know, butter.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember her making?
Uh-huh.
I do. But it
I sure
took
don't.
a lot
yeah,
of milk.
Yeah, they had to do it all by hand too.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Churning it with the wooden spoon. She didn't do that very often.
Hey, that must have took a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
I would watch Trino using a wooden spoon.
Mm.
Took a long time before it turned into butter, but it was a good tasting butter.
Mm-hmm.
Did some people have a lot more than others?
Oh, yes.
Some people that were richer?
Yeah, they had, I wouldn't say rich, but they had more than we did, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
And then like those boxes, the silver, gray, in those days, 150, 100, the real good one, 175, you know, the pelts. Silver,
mm-hmm.
gray.
Yeah,
Papa
so
used to have them hanging, where we didn't have any camera in those days.
Mm-hmm.
All different red, silver,
cross
boxes.
Otter.
Yeah, and those days the otters, the price was low, the pocket.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But now,
$175, that was a lot of money in those days.
And then like for a dollar, you know, big paper bag, for dollar and a half, you know, they'd come home with groceries, big bag full, for dollar and a half.
You can't get nothing for a dollar and a half. You can't even get a hamburger for a dollar and a half. No, so we didn't have any. Once in a while, we got money to buy a can of corned beef and make corned beef soup. That was a treat to us.
Corned beef?
Mm-hmm. I thought so anyway.
Yeah, like, well, you know, big family trying to stretch
mm-hmm.
sometimes two cans and make soup, potatoes, turnips, things like that.
Were there problems, you think they're the same problems in the villages now as they had then?
No, I don't think so.
Well, most of course now things are higher, you don't get much.
Mm-hmm. But like here, you know, they have two stores. It isn't like it was before.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a few, I don't know, but like us, we live on Social Security and longevity.
Mm-hmm.
There's some, we don't know, there might be some
big families that
do have a hard time. Like me living alone, what I get, you know, Social Security and longevity, it's sufficient for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like her and her husband too, they're alone, because their grandchildren are always here too.
Mm-hmm.
But, and now we're not in one like we were before when we were kids. And just a lot of times go to school, my feet would be wet. Big holes in our shoes, no boots, feet wet.
Were there problems with violence and things like that, and drinking and stuff in the old village?
I better believe it. It's like a weird shooting.
I don't believe it.
People got wild, huh?
Oh, just like even now I guess, well, in those days too, because they used to make home brew and salmonberry wine. I know, I don't know how old I was, I babysat school teacher wherever she went, I was babysitting for her. And I got 75 cents. Mm-hmm. My dad took it from me so he could buy malt syrup, so he could make home food to sell. That hurt me. 75 cents he took
and
away
me
from
me. Too, the artifacts that I picked in Uganda. What was it, 250, 350? He sold them to Robert Von Schiller. I didn't see a cent. I got hold of him and then sold.
No. We used to pick up artifacts, didn't we?
Well, this was right in, not like they do, you know, they dig. This was in the shed in Ashpuru's house. Peterson, I guess, Oscar's dad's place in Uganda. And the floor here and there.
You've seen those irons that we used to use too, where you heat it on top of the stove?
You have hair, you mean?
No, to iron clothes. Julia has one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You used to get iron hot on the stove?
Yeah, you'd heat them on the stove, yeah. Yeah, I used to have them. Of course, me, I'm a throwaholic, like Helen calls me. I threw stuff away.
Okay.
I didn't think anything of it.
This is newer one. The other one, you know, I don't know how I took it down to Christina. It's the real old-fashioned gun and the handle. She traded this.
We'd have two, three of them, you know. When one would cool off, put it back in and get another one that's heated. Sometimes they wouldn't heat up.
Like when the hunters came, you know, I had this up here, and I showed this to one of the hunters. I said to see if the oven, I mean, to see if the iron was hot enough, you know, we'd go like that to test. He said, my mother didn't do that. My mother used to go through
a white.
Yeah, there was a lot of those whites too. They, in fact, some of them, I guess, a lot of them were just as as bad as we were, you know, during depression, if not worse.
The starch, they just use a spray before they used to make their own.
Mm-hmm.
And Nina must have had hers in the jar, saved her starch, you know, whatever she...
Cornstarch they used it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made their own.
Yeah.
And Christina must have got into it, thought it was some milk, and she must have been standing by the window, you know, drinking. Now, if we had a refrigerator in a pot, now, wouldn't this milk taste good? And Nina must have said, Mama, what are you drinking? Milk, it sure tastes good and nice and cold. Nina must have said, Mama, that's not the milk, that's a starch.
I still have some one of those old-fashioned kind of starchy.
Did you save
them? We don't starch these once in a while, though, you know. Like for these curtains for each. The last time I hardly used a starch.
Somebody told me they used to iron their diapers to the kids. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they
no Pampers back then.
Nowadays.
If someone asked you what the happiest time was of your life, what would you say?
think we had happy
that's
times.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think we had happy times. Papa really never, you know, he never spanked us, but he drew things. Like my sister Flora, the style was up to ankle. He didn't like that. He took the dress and he went to the chopping block and he chopped it instead of using scissors and go for it. Now you sit down and hem this red dress. And then our brothers, Robert and, no, Fred and Willie, one of these, I don't know what they call those, you know, kind of high shoes. New ones they were running around the house and must have made Papa nervous because he was chopping. But in Oswe, he called them and he said, in Aligwili, Tengwaka, Freddy Tengwaka. So they went and Papa must have said, take your shoes off in a nice way. They did. He put them in a chopping block and chopped. He never spanked us. I don't remember. Story though, he hurted our feelings by morning. Things like
that. As it was, we hardly had any.
Yeah. Boys,
I remember when I was going to school, you know, seventh grade. I had two dresses, cotton dresses. That's all I had.
Mm.
Take one off, wash it.
Well, that was rough. We didn't have to wash too many.
That's right.
We had to do by washing.
Uh-huh.
And then like sheets, we just, nice day, we just take them off and wash them and put them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sheets, Mama too, she used to make sheets with their flour sacks. So sew them together, you remember that?
Mm-hmm. It used
us
for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like we had feather bits, feather mattresses, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, she was good, you know, just like it was just like, a, you know, these, a mattress. And when I tried to sometimes, you know, well, I'd be doing something outside, carrying wood, carrying water. And sometimes I think I'm going to do her a favor and make the bed. She'd go and rip it and do it over again.
I wanted it just so.
Yeah.
It's 25. Oh,
is that what?